It was a standing room only meeting at one point. The county commissioner's chamber was so full that police wouldn't let additional people in until others came out. Eric Williams, an independent candidate for Congress, criticized the Dallas County locations chosen for housing the children.
Citizens cannot be forced into allowing undocumented kids from Central America to be housed in my blighted community.
Williams asked why the children aren't being sent to affluent Highland Park, where Judge Clay Jenkins lives, instead of Oak Cliff. Last week, Dallas County announced three potential sites to shelter migrant kids: Hulsey Middle School in southern Dallas, a Parkland Hospital building in Dallas, and Lamar Alternative Education Program in Grand Prairie. Susan Mardosa of Carrollton also opposes the plan. She said people here are struggling.
Bringing illegals to Dallas doesn't come under the duties of county commissioner. Do not perpetuate this government-made crisis. Do not let Dallas go down in history as an accessory to the great crime against America. Restrain Dallas government.
Other speakers expressed their support for Jenkins' plan. Some even offered to volunteer. Jan Sanders, the widow of the late Judge Barefoot Sanders, called the issue a humanitarian crisis.
It dramatizes to me the need for Congress to act on comprehensive immigration reform, but that has been insoluble. Obviously, you all aren't the Congress, but here and now, we must focus on the care of these children. They're vulnerable and they're traumatized.
Eric Folkirth, senior pastor at North Haven United Methodist Church, preached on the issue this past Sunday. He said his message was well received by his congregation.
I have no doubt that some of these children should be quickly returned to their homelands. I have no doubt that some should be invited to stay. But what is clear from the teaching of my faith and the calling of our great state and nation is that we must welcome them.
After the meeting, Jenkins said he hoped the proposed shelters would be ready soon and that most likely Hulsey Middle School would be the first available. He defended his plan.
I didn't feel like I could wait to take a poll about helping children. And I think when it comes to children, then what we expect from our leaders is that they will lead. And that's what I intend to do and what I am doing. And this community has stepped up and is meeting that challenge.
Jenkins said the shelters are supposed to be open for 120 days, but they could be used longer if needed. Mike Cantrell, the lone Republican on Commissioner's Court, said Jenkins shouldn't have decided alone to relocate the children and should have included residents in the decision.
What they see is no end in sight, and that's what's frustrating the average everyday citizen. They haven't had any input on this. It was just tagged on. You had to call up here yourself and come down to court.
Jenkins has promised to hold community meetings. Cantrell said that should already be happening. Stella Chavez, KERA News.